And welcome, welcome back to another episode of Stand Up For News. I'm James Esterline. To my left, we got Nathan Gilardi, our co-host, and I'm his co-host, and we got Dick Colligan, our other co-host, and we have entrepreneur, local Tampa entrepreneur here, Ryan Gunner, a.k.a. the Captain, and of course, the artist always known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector. Stand up for news. 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 Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. All right, what do you got? What are you doing? Those are old jokes. Don't mess with those, Nathan. Here's one that's brand new, though. Where'd it go? This one's from Scott Patrick, our writer, our man on the A Street. 71 Chinese inmates on death row had their hearts and lungs removed during executions before being declared dead. A new study says this. You can take the prisoners out of the cells, I guess, but you can't take the cells out of the prisoner.
Ouch.
All right, Dick, your turn. We'll go in a circle this way.
That's rough. Well, an Iowa math teacher was arrested last week for sexually exploiting a minor, which is a little scary. So now, as part of the trial, he will be the one required to show his work.
Ah. All right, Gunner.
Russian artist arrested after creating a 15-foot giant snow sculpture of a poop and a puddle of urine at a war memorial site. I think his art is crap, but he did put the poo in Putin.
I wrote that one. All right, Nathan, welcome back to Stand Up For News. We missed you. Go ahead, fire off with some news.
South Carolina's continuing death row executions. All the pharmaceutical companies will not supply them with medicine, so they are now implementing the firing squad again. The only
Heard
request from the prisoner is that they change their pants from blue to brown.
Oh, I get that one. All right, here's one from Scott. Case study shows now by scientists it is possible to cause an orgasm by only using your mind. I always knew mind your own business was another way to say go F yourself. Go frig yourself, Chris. All right, Dick, fire one off.
Some entertainment news. Kim Kardashian is taking heat for telling Vanity Fair that more women need to, quote, get your effing A up and work. She's faced a lot of backlash from this, especially from the female community, and so she's clarified by saying that what she actually meant was get your effing A up and twerk.
Ah, right?
That's where the money is.
All right, Chris, fire one off for us, buddy. Ah, right?
That's where the money is.
All right, Chris, fire one off for us, buddy.
Let's see. It says that a trapped horse that fell into a well has been hoisted out safely in Washington State. Let's see. This was last week, and they will be returned safely to the set of Sex in the City. Don't worry. Sarah Jessica Parker is fine, everyone.
No horses were harmed in the making of this.
Not a single one.
All right. This is an old piece of news, but Pornhub has restricted access for Russian masturbators trying to access their site in a move that sure is to leave many tight-fisted and angry and escalate tensions.
That's sanctions right there.
It's National Grilled Cheese Day here in Tampa. There will be tons.
Yes.
Go down to the city of Tampa today. Grilled cheese everywhere, unless you're lactose intolerant.
That would be bad.
Sorry. Tree trimmer found dead hanging from a tree. A 70-year-old man was up 5 stories, which makes sense because old people always like trying to tell additional stories. Though it does take some big balls to climb that high at 70. And we do not know for sure how big they were, but we do learn that he was hung. Hung in that tree.
Wow.
Dick,
yeah.
Fire one off for us, buddy.
Lots going on in the world today. They just passed an anti-lynching law. About a week ago. That's kind of interesting.
Good job, guys.
So apparently for the last 200 years, that was cool.
Yeah. We'll get around to that a lot later, you know. All right, Mr. Wright, what do you got for us? You want to pass over?
Music news.
Oh, you got some?
No, I have nothing.
Oh, Gunner, fire one off. All right, Ryan.
Herd of deer overrun a Wisconsin pub. One smashed right through the front window. They arrested him, and it was Blitzen, who was always getting blitzed, and the North Pole has suspended him indefinitely. Huh. That's what you get when you advertise Jell-O shots for a buck.
Ouch. Gas prices have surged over $4 per gallon. Unfortunately, President Biden won't be concerned until it affects the price of children's shampoo.
Chris, you want to get one now?
Sure. Let's see. What do we have here? Ooh. Okay. A 10-inch knife was found in a baby's car seat at Boston Airport. When asked why, the baby said it was time to cut the cord. Sorry, I read that. Totally wrong. Sorry, guys.
Dick.
Wow. Speaking of President Biden, so the White House is threatening to sue Florida over the parental control bill. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah, the great state of Florida is under threat from the Biden White House. So apparently, Biden found some more kids to go after.
Pasco County Court is taking Walgreens to the nines. Walgreens in Hudson has sold over 2 million OxyContin pills to a state to a county that only has 11,000 people. It's all over the news, and I need a new dealer.
All right, Michigan man found that he lived with a dead roommate for over a month and never said anything. The man was great at minding his own business and still got stiffed on the rent.
That's rough.
Broward County police are on search for a peeping Tom. It's an older man who is staring in young girls' bedrooms. They've been looking all over for him. They've released a sketch, and we found out last night that it was Rick Scott.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He's
everywhere. All right, Gunner, what do you got for us?
Sorry, Florida Fish and Wildlife had finally tracked down a crocodile that was seen over a year ago with a tire trapped around its neck. Turns out it hasn't been a good year.
Firefighter, on the 8th of April, he lifted a 193.2-pound Atlas stone 194 times for the Guinness Book of World Record. All they asked him was to do the calendar thing. But he's got some big balls.
Spirit flights out of Tampa were delayed all weekend. Some people had to stay extra days. When reached out, the CEO of Spirit said, "Hey, what do you expect?"
So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Will Smith has been now banned from the Oscars for 10 years for slapping Chris Rock.
Good.
So his Oscar for Best Actor is now going to Chris Rock.
A passenger on a Southwest Airlines accused of masturbating four times on the flight. I guess he didn't care if anyone had a nut allergy. there were military on board the flight, but mostly flying seamen. Don't read this, it says here, but I'm gonna. His hot towel had so many swimmers it could have doubled for a flotation device, you guys.
Nice.
Who's next, Dick?
Well, the Masters just happened last weekend, as you guys probably know. Tiger Woods played just after 14 months after getting into a very debilitating car accident. He was quoted as saying that the hardest part of the tournament was walking, which is funny because I thought the hardest part was not getting charged at by your wife after a DUI from texting hoes. But hey, what do I know?
Talk about a
handicap. Maybe I misunderstood how things
work. Talk about a handicap.
NASA says a sunspot has turned towards Earth, sending a solar storm that's going to hit Earth today. Presumably because Chris Rock called it bald.
All right.
Keep my wife's name out of your mouth!
We're back, baby. All right, Dick Colligan, you were in a movie. I want you to give us a lowdown.
Yes, sir.
Plug your movie.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's called The Hanging of William Kane. I'm playing William Kane.
Oh, you're the lead?
Yeah.
Nice.
What?
Not going to give you guys any spoilers. There's actually some good twists in there, so I don't want to throw anyone's movie-going experience
like
on the
tree
bus.
Trimmer.
But it's been great. We shot. We actually have a couple more scenes to shoot. We were doing it down in Parrish, Florida, God's country. A lot of horses down there. I think more horses than people.
Yeah.
And that's speaking from experience. I did get to ride some horses, which was really fun.
Nice.
And You know, it's an old-fashioned Western. A lot of killing, a lot of drinking, a lot of spitting.
Awesome. Nice. Where and when can
I
see
this? Not as much whoring as I would have hoped. light on the whoring. I'm trying to see if I can get a rewrite done.
Any nudity whatsoever?
How dare you, first of all.
This is a family show, Mr. Gunner.
I do go full nude several times. So, wow. Yeah, tune in.
Sweet.
Tune in
for that. When and where can we see it, though?
It's going to be going to the festivals. We're wrapping. We have a couple more scenes to shoot in May. We're going to wrap it after that. It's going to go to the festivals. I think it'll probably be out November, December of this year.
Well, I want to see it. And we have local entrepreneur. If anybody has questions for him, we got Ryan Gunner here, and he's here to plug his thing. Tell us about it, will you?
Well, actually, I'm developing a new video game, and I'm looking to get investors for it.
This is Shark Tank. So fire away. This stand up for new Shark Tank.
Nice. The basic idea of the video game, it's a school shooting simulator, and what it allows you to do is to, in a safe way, exercise those demons. What you do is you get to design your own school and your own classmates, and it lets you go around and really hone your skills.
So it's kind of like The Sims, but Grand Theft Auto.
That's exactly how I describe it. It's The Sims meets Grand Theft Auto, except in order to kill one of The Sims, you don't have to take the ladder out of the pool.
You're going to have to go to Texas to get funding for that.
How much money
have you
sounds fun to
project?
Me.
Well, I it not as much as I need. I'm going to need more.
We need more money.
I also
because all the investors have been arrested.
Tell us about a meat business you're starting up too.
Oh yeah. So recently we've developed the ability to take a culture from an animal and make meat like from that.
Like they
in
do
a lab.
KFC.
In a lab, yeah. Well,
for real.
We're talking about exotic meats.
Yeah,
cloning chickens and stuff.
Oh, well, now they're cloning tiger meat, and they're selling that to other businesses.
He's trying to golf, and they're slinging his meat around town?
That's rough.
Yeah. But they're selling tiger, zebra, and other exotic meats like that. My company is going to be selling different parts of celebrity humans.
Nice.
Yeah, so like you can eat Tom Cruise's glutes.
But that costs an arm and a leg.
It is going to cost a lot, you know. There's
arm
a premium cuz you know, I got to get a pinch off of Tom Cruise's butt, you know.
What about Jada's head? How much is that going for?
I believe it's half off.
Without hair on that one. If anybody talks about my wife, I will snap.
Keep my wife's name out of your mouth or something.
I have an app that I'm developing.
You're developing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm an inventor.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm. It's an app, and what it does is it's for a smartwatch, and it detects your heart rate, and that way, if your heart stops, it'll automatically delete your browser history.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. I need that.
I want that one. Yeah. I just want to tell everybody, I need your prayers, you guys, because I'm suffering from a lot of depression, daily fighting, if I even want to go on with life sometimes, you know.
I have a motto.
I need your prayers, you guys, from like pray to that Jesus guy. And help me out. You guys will do that for me, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys like Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Jesus. Did you know his real dad was a Italian guy? Did you hear about that?
No.
They did a DNA test. Jesus' real dad's an Italian guy.
Really?
Yeah, because he was a godfather.
Whoa.
Yeah. He made a Joseph offer.
If anybody talks about my dad, I will snap.
And Mary, too. He made Mary an offer. She couldn't refuse, too. Yeah. You come to me on this, the day of my cousin's wedding, and ask me to turn water into wine. I knew it was you.
James.
I knew it was you, Judas. He broke him a heart. What if he talked like a different kind of Italian guy, though? Like, what if he talked like Mario, and he was like, "Hey, it's a me, Jesus. He who's without the sin, cast of the first shell. Yippee! I knew it was you, Luigi. You broke my heart."
Wow.
So I don't really pray.
Well,
but
try for me. I don't want to.
Well, I got something better. I got a motto that's been getting me by for a while because I've been depressed myself. You know,
I got a motto too, but you go first.
Well, my motto is you can always kill yourself tomorrow, Ryan.
It's kind of like mine. Today's the worst day of my life. That's not true because there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow will be worse, and you got to look at the bright side. Live for today.
And the problem is, though, I got my mom in the back of my head, and she's always like, quit procrastinating.
Yeah. True. Right?
Yeah, true.
Sounds like my mom. Hey, Chris, where are you going to be this week with the Professor J events, man? Tell us about that.
Right, give you a little quick rundown.
Give you some attention over there.
Sure, sure, yeah. So tonight we're going to be at Ocha Lounge up in Pinellas Park. My friend Rel, the artist, is the feature tonight.
Hand-bomb.
He really, really is an amazing singer and musician. We've got a couple other things happening
awesome.
There in the week. Java Cava Cafe this Saturday. Also up in Largo.
That's
66
room.
In Ulmerton. Yeah, good spot. He's going to be featured there again. If you don't see him tonight, Rel will be. And then Sunday we're going to be at Steep Station downtown. I believe our
nice.
Musical comedian friend Dan Baxt is going to be.
Baxt will be there?
Yeah, Dan
nice.
Baxt is going to be our feature for good old Easter Sunday, which is
like
this
you,
Sunday,
right?
By the way. Yeah,
that's
so
pretty nice guitar you got, Chris. Where'd you get that? It's pretty sweet.
Oh my God. Yeah, right? It was given to me by the gods of music, I guess. It was sort of just plopped into my lap one day. But
I like
speaking
that.
Of cool guitars plopping in your lap, actually, that's a good segue. Music news, I have a little bit. Kurt Cobain's guitar, the famous one, the 69 Fender Mustang, yeah, the blue one, his absolutely iconic guitar. Apparently, that's being sold at auction for $800,000. It says 1969 blue Fender Mustang, which is... It is one of the most famous guitars. He modded it. He basically got an entire line of guitar made because of it. It's being sold with its original case and strap at Auction House. It's from the Smells Like Teen Spirit music video, cool. Racking up more than 1.4 billion views on YouTube alone. I think whoever buys that guitar, you better make sure that you like put that thing behind glass or do something, because that is a find right there. Or I don't know, maybe donate it to a museum. But
right, it belongs in a museum.
It belongs in a museum.
Indiana Jones would put it in a museum.
So yeah, so...
let me tell one thing before
sure.
you start a song.
Go ahead.
This is a little news. I don't want to forget to talk about it because we got so much news here. That guy, what's his name? Miller. Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller likes to go by the pronouns them or they. I'm still doing amateur nouns myself. He likes to go by that. In Hawaii, he got arrested, you guys. He got in a big fight at a bar and stuff, so they arrested him. When asked about it, Ezra Miller said, it wasn't they or them.
Oh, Christ.
All right, Chris.
Sure.
You got a little something for us?
Yeah, I'll sing a little song. It's a little bit of a deep cut, but I feel it's a nice little short, sweet piece for the day. Now that spring seems to be upon us, I figure a little Rush tune would be good for you. It's buried deep inside of their third album, The Fountain of Lamneth. It's called Bacchus Plateau. If anybody are serious Rush fans, check this out.
Another downfall fear. The road is not nothing more to give. I guess it doesn't matter. I've not much more to, not much more to live.
Song
we, got some, we got some actual news on stand-up. T.I. has begun his tour of being a stand-up comic without knowing anything about it. He was just booed off at the Barclays Center in New York. When asked about that, he said, "What you know about that?"
All right, Dick, hit me.
Yeah, well, Easter Sunday's coming up. Big holiday for many, many people across this country. Easter's a fun holiday because if you ate eggs you found in your backyard on any other day, you would die.
All right, Gunner, what you got to plug for us?
So you can come out to see me on April 22nd at Snappers Comedy Club. I'll be performing as the late Norm MacDonald in a show where people perform as dead comics.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. I love him.
Norm was the best.
Read us a joke. We're going to do one more each, most likely, and I'll wrap it up a little bit here. We got 7 minutes left.
A high-end restaurant in Australia has banned tattoos from their establishment. That little fella in the tuxedo on Fantasy Island, here's Jean-Pierre Villachaise, is probably rolling in his teeny tiny little person grave. The plane, boss.
Alright, what do you got, Nathan?
I will be at Tarpon Turtle tonight, waiting on tables. Come on down. They help pay for the show. Tarpon Turtle, we have great soups going on. She Crab is back, baby, but not for long because it doesn't go fast. I will be in the World Series of Comedy this year. And once again, if anybody takes pictures of my wife as she walks down the aisle, I will snap. I paid for a professional photographer.
You did win that last Russo's, or second to last Russo's competition. Congratulations. I'm still in mourning.
We are working on a local new spot right away. We're going to keep it with Thursdays, and we're going to keep plugging them on this show.
A lot of people are pitching me rooms right now because of what happened.
I just say to Norman, the owner of Russo's, that I'm sorry my set wasn't clean, but you didn't have to shut down the restaurant.
Right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Norman.
We were okay. We weren't too bad. We weren't too clean.
He came up to me after my set and said, "This is going to save the bar." So you must have did that.
Right. So let's see, what's her name? Ketanji Brown Jackson, you guys, in the news here. She was asked during her questioning sessions for Supreme Court Justice that she couldn't answer a question what a woman was. She didn't know, I guess. I don't know how it's supposed to be worded. But that Leah Thomas lady, she used to be William Thomas. She's now the NCAA Women's Champion Swimmer. Used to be ranked 462nd when he was William Thomas. Well, she was quoted to saying she didn't know what a Supreme Court Justice was.
Well, there you go. Neither do I, frankly.
Nathan, you got any more news for us? We got five left.
Just comedy going on?
Hand me a card. Exciting. Anybody, hand me any card.
New posters coming out.
I'll read whatever it says on this card here. Chris Rock, you already read this one.
G.I. Jane 2 is now in production because Will Smith is out of work.
In Malaysia, a plane was grounded for 5 hours due to a snake on the MF plane. And one time my snake got loose on the plane, and my mom grounded me for 5 days, not 5 hours.
That is harsh.
I'll never do that again.
The FDA just authorized a fourth vaccine dose for people 50 and over. So, if you're over 50 and you haven't had a heart attack yet, good news.
Hey, you want to do another one, Chris?
Sure.
Grab a card.
Yeah, let's see what we got. It says, scientists create a yeast-free pizza that rises like actual pizza dough.
Oh, good.
Good news for gynecologists and me. 9 out of 10 gynos recommend a yeast-free pie.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That is from Scott, the man on a street, our current writer.
We got some good news in the Ukraine conflict. The State Department has just announced that negotiations for the U.S. will be handled by Hunter Biden. Because everyone knows he's great at getting stuff from the Russians.
Fox News has been on the search for swimmers who are upset about Leah Thomas competing. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to find many because apparently the swimmers care more about trans acceptance than they do about winning a swimming contest. I find that ironic because if Leah Thomas felt the same way, I don't know if she'd be swimming.
Well, second and third place both were Olympic gold and silver medalists, so what's a championship worth, you know? They won a gold medal.
Speaking of sports, I have my first professional boxing match this Saturday. It'll be in Tampa. I think I'm going to win because I identify as a 12-year-old girl now. So...
In sports, well, not even in sports, but in Ireland, 262 people broke a world record by dressing up like lions. That's a better record. It's a Guinness record. That's a better record than the Detroit Lions are ever going to have.
Yay!
Combined.
Hey, it's
all their seasons.
This is our
It's also more Lions fans than there are left in Detroit.
Yeah, they are. That's why I left.
I used to be one, baby. I'm a Bucks fan. Now go Brady.
Yeah, the GOAT.
All right, well, Tom Brady, did you guys know, here's a fun fact, Tom Brady lactates. Did you hear about that? He does,
yeah,
right
I did,
out of
actually,
his nipples.
Yeah.
You're probably wondering. It's delicious, by the way. Well, it's called goat milk.
Yeah.
He even makes his own goat cheese with it, and trust me, guys, it's delicious. And what he does is he sends it down to Australia where he has his milk processed, and it's turned into Fromonda cheese, get it? Down under, from under.
From under, too.
Yeah, well, you're probably wondering how they extract the goat milk. Well, they use breast pumps, because it's not like they're going to pay me to just curl up in Tom Brady's lap and suck it out and spit it into mason jars.
That's because you do it for free.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You heard that one, huh? Yeah, but I would do it for free, but they already got a thing. All right, I guess that wraps up Stand Up for News. Where's our guitar guy? Stand Up for News! Stand Up for News! See you next week, guys.
Stand Up for News!
Stand
next
up
week
for
too.
News.
Stand Up for News.
Woo!
Yeah.
See you next week.